ॐ शांति। करम योगी फरिश्ता स्टेज आवर एम इन दिस कॉन्फ्लुएंस इज टू अटेन कर्मातीत स्टेज and for attaining karmatit stage we have to experience karam yogi farista stage in our life. For maintaining karam yogi farista stage, first we have to maintain karam yoga stage. Karma and yoga must be together. Must not be separate. Karma with yoga, yoga with karma. Some souls, they are thinking, when we are performing action with hands, that is karma. That is actions. But performing action through any organ is called action. It's called karma. Performing action is also karma. Seeing others also karma. Listening also karma. Talking also karma. Thinking also karma. Subtle karma. It means we are performing actions all the time. That is why we must have the art of maintaining connection with Baba while performing action. While performing action, we must maintain link with Baba. Then automatically, our actions becomes divine. How can we maintain the stage of Karma Yoga? First yukti for that is, get busy your mind in your action and focus the eye of intellect on Shiva Baba, either in Paramdham or in subtle region. Keep on visualizing Baba while performing action. Some part of our consciousness would be busy with Baba and some part of our consciousness would be busy in our action, whatever we are performing. Second yukti. Wherever you are performing action or working in kitchen, anywhere, everywhere, anywhere, you just experience Bab Dada is sitting beside you. Shiva Baba in Brahma Baba's angelic form is sitting beside you and Baba is watching to you. Not only Baba is watching, but Baba is giving me sakas also. This is also called Karma Yoga. Because while performing action, some part of your consciousness would be with Baba. Oh, Baba is watching me. I must perform action in Baba's remembrance. I must perform elevated action. My action must not be ordinary action. I practice this in my life. While working in kitchen, while preparing toli, I used to always experience Bab Dada is sitting in front of me. I am busy for performing action, but I am receiving sakas from Baba. Baba is watching me. This idea helped me a lot for maintaining Karma Yoga. For maintaining Karma Yoga Farista stage, you must work sincerely on six aspects. First aspect. For maintaining Karma Yoga Farista stage, we must not have role consciousness, but we must be in soul conscious stage. We must not have role conscious. I am a manager, I am an engineer, and I am working like this. This is the consciousness of your role. But instead of that, you must have soul conscious stage while performing action. I, the soul, is performing actions through my hand. I, the soul, is visualizing this person through my eyes. I, the soul, is listening this piece through my ears. Like this, you should practice internally. And you must maintain soul conscious vision also. Whenever you are looking at others, oh, this soul is performing actions through his hands. But when we are having role consciousness, then we are getting lost in action. We cannot maintain link with Baba. That is why while performing action, we must maintain sincerely soul conscious stage. Second aspect. For maintaining Karma Yoga Farista stage, you must maintain spiritual intoxication all the time while performing action. Godly intoxication. I am a special soul. I am a Raj Rishi. I am a world benefactor soul. I am an instrument of God. You must maintain self-respect all the time. When you are maintaining self-respect, then automatically you can experience godly intoxication while performing action. This is a very important aspect. Why? Because when we are performing action, there may be the possibility having the influence of the three things on the soul. First thing, whatever the action we are performing, the influence of that action would be on the soul. Secondly, whatever the persons are working in that area, there may be the possibility of having influence of their stage on my consciousness. And thirdly, whatever the environment there may be the possibility having the influence of that atmosphere, environment on my consciousness. If you really would like to remain free from the influence of these three aspects, then you must maintain very good spiritual intoxication all the time. That spiritual intoxication keeps us free from this influence. And you can maintain link with Baba easily. You must always think that I am a hero actor in this unlimited drama. I have direct connection with the director of this unlimited drama. I am a very fortunate soul. I have direct connection with the director of this drama. And I am receiving time to time direction from the director of this drama. I am so fortunate soul. You must have that intoxication all the time. And third aspect, for maintaining Karam Yoga Farista stage, we must maintain the stage of observer. We must observe our role also, and we must observe others' role by maintaining the stage of observer. Because when we are performing action at that time, we may not be able to maintain connection with Baba. If we don't have the stage of observer, we may be lost in that action completely. And then in evening we are thinking, oh, whole day I spent, but my remembrance was not so good. My yoga stage was not so good. Some type of the regret would be in your mind. Because maintaining connection with Baba, this is our important aspect in Brahmin life. Through this aspect only we can earn multi-million fold income, spiritual income. That is why Baba has said that those are brave warrior souls, Mahavir. They have the ability to perform two actions at once. Two actions means yoga also and karma also. They are my brave warrior children. They are my Mahavir children. They are powerful soul. That's why they are having the ability of maintaining two tasks at once. That is why, like Shiv Baba is observing this unlimited drama while being in Paramdham, in the same way, we must maintain the stage of observer all the time, throughout the day. And next aspect, for maintaining Karam Yoga Farista stage, we must experience I am the incarnation of an angel. I just incarnate in this world for playing my role in the form of an angel. Baba sent me in this world for playing my role, for performing action, for doing service. I am incarnated angel. If you have that awareness, then you can maintain very good stage of yoga. I am not a physical person, I am not an ordinary person, but I am a special angel, incarnated angel. Two special qualities are there of an angel. First quality of angel is experiencing I, the soul, is having the body of divine light. I, the soul, is having the light of divine, body of divine light, dress of divine light. I don't have physical body, but I, the soul, wear the very special dress of an angel, dress of divine light. And second quality of angel is, angel means having all relationship with God only, not with any human being, not only in any with physical things or physical beings. Always having relationship with God. And if you really would like to maintain that angelic stage while performing action, you try to conduct 3 experiments time to time at your work. First experiment. I, the soul, wear the physical body dress and I am walking on this physical land. Your experience would be very ordinary. Turn your consciousness, change your consciousness, maintain elevated consciousness. And then conduct second experiment. I, the soul, wear the dress of divine light. And I am walking on the land of light. Your stage would be very special, wonderful. Anybody would look at you, he would experience you as an angel. Because whatever the stage we are having internally while performing action, that stage is reflecting on the consciousness of the person, the one who is looking towards us. That is why we must maintain such type of the elevated stage. And third experiment, I, the soul, wear the dress of cotton and I am walking on the land of cotton. You would be very light. You can experience very easily angelic stage. I, the soul, wear the dress of cotton and I am walking on the land of cotton. Maintain that type of the elevated consciousness. We Madhavan Nivasi were meeting Bab Dada in 87. And Baba has said that in Madhavan, you are performing ordinary action, cooking for food, cooking trolley, cleaning dress, cleaning houses, and simple action you are performing. But while performing ordinary action, you must maintain extraordinary stage, angelic stage. Action may be ordinary, But your stage must be elevated. And if somebody would look at you, they would look at you and they will experience, oh, these are not ordinary person. These are the angels. These are the deities. That type of the vibration, that type of the vision they will get from your consciousness, from your stature. Because wherever we are working and maintaining such type of the elevated stage, automatically through our aura, the vibrations are spreading, the waves are spreading in that area and charging that atmosphere. Madhuban, the land of Madhuban is fully charged. The moment you enter in the gate of Panda Bhavan or Gyansora, you could feel that vibration can touch your heart. Because many yogis, many seniors, they have done lots of intensive meditation on this land, on this place. That's why that type of the vibrations are already spread in this atmosphere. That is why we must maintain such type of the elevated consciousness all the time. I am the incarnation of angel. Next aspect. For experiencing Karam Yoga Paristha stage, you must put the burden of responsibility on Baba's shoulder, Brahma Baba's shoulder, and experience lightness. Double light stage. One soul is light and another my consciousness is light. No heaviness is there. The burden of your laukik responsibility or alaukik responsibility, put on Brahma Baba's shoulder and just experience like you are a baby. You are light. And then when you experience double light stage and automatically you can get flight of Paramdham or Sutra Legion, you can experience that type of the angelic stage very easily. Experiencing lightness is the sign of fortunate soul in this confluence age. Experiencing lightness while carrying our responsibility, laukik or alaukik, this is the sign of fortunate soul. In 87, in Om Shanti Bhavan, Baba was meeting with double foreigners, brothers and sisters. After Murli, Baba has said that if anybody have any question, please ask. Then one brother stood up. Baba, I have one question. What is your question? Baba, we are working in foreign land, we are working very hard, carrying the responsibility, laukik responsibility and Baba's central responsibility and getting tired. And whenever we are sitting in yoga at Amrit Vela, all the time saluting Maya, salute Maya, salute Maya, salute Maya, namaste Maya. Tired, getting tired. Baba said, "Acha." Baba has said that the busiest person in this world is Brahma Baba. No one is busy like Brahma Baba in this world. He was extremely busy, but he was extremely easy and light, and he became the number one Karam Yoga sample of Karam Yoga. He is your father He's not a third person. He's your father. If your father can maintain such type of the elevated stage, you can also maintain. When he listened that, he was, oh yes, that is possible. This is the just matter of experiencing lightness. Put the burden of your responsibility on Brahma Baba's shoulder. Because since copper age, we were carrying the burden, tons of tons burden on our consciousness, and Baba was looking at us, and Baba has said that when I would go in confluence age, I will keep my all children always light. I will take their burden. As a father, I will keep them light. That is why Baba is asking, okay, give your burden of responsibility to me. We are giving that, but we are taking back also again. And then experiencing heaviness. Oh, I'm tired. That is why this is art. I stay in Madhuban with Prakash Mani Dadi 25 years. And I was always watching Dadi. What she is doing, how she is going, or how she is performing action. My eye was always on Dadi's. And I learned many things from Dadi directly. Prakash Mani Dadi. In 95, I asked her one question. Can I ask you one question? Yes. I am observing your face. You are carrying such a huge responsibility of this yajna. And 7,000 centers were at that time. You are looking after the centers also. This responsibility of yajna also. But I have not seen any sign of tirelessness on your face. Tension on your face. Could you please tell me what is the secret of your ever lightness, ever freshness? Could you please tell me? She said, look, Atam Prakash, first thing. I am always thinking I am just instrument. I am not performing action. Bhava is using me. I am just instrument of God. He is Karavanhar, Karan Karavanhar. And secondly, on one shoulder I am always experiencing Shubhava is there, and another shoulder Brahma Baba in angelic form is there, and these two powerful forces are always available with me. They are always helping me. Whenever I am getting some problem, I am getting help of Baba. And then I am getting the solution of that problem very easily. That is why I am always experiencing lightness. Baba is there. Two powerful forces of this world, Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba, always with me. But next aspect is, if you really would like to maintain Karam Yoga stage, you must experience obstacle-free stage. You must keep yourself obstacle-free while being in the field of actions. And if you really would like to maintain obstacle-free stage, three friends must be always with you. Three servers must be always with you. Patience, peace, and love. These three friends must be always with you. Then there won't be any sort of problem, clash, that the service will go smoothly. You may not get any problem with any person while performing action. You will be safe. You will be obstacle free. Never lose your patience. Never lose your state of mind peacefulness. And never lose your lovefulness. Whenever you are having problem, invoke them. They can help you and you can maintain obstacle free stage. Brahma Baba stage, more or less 1 year or 1.5 year was Brahma Baba stage, Karmati stage. And whenever somebody was going to meet Baba and was looking at Baba, Baba was always detached. In those days, Baba stage was very detached. Physically, Baba was here in this physical world, but mentally he was there. Totally, he was in Paramdham with Shiva Baba. Anybody can look, observe from Baba's eyes. Baba is not anymore here. He is deeply lost in the remembrance of Shiva Baba. We must maintain the balance of loving and detachment. Must be loveful also and must be detached also. Then you can maintain very good connection with Baba. And if you really would like to maintain this stage, progress this stage, then if possible, maintain the chart of remembrance. While performing action also, maintain the chart of remembrance. I met Baba in 1973 in History Hall, first time. I was in front of Baba, sitting in front of Baba. And Baba has said to me, if you really would like to progress all the time in this spiritual life, first Baba's Srimad is to maintain the chart of remembrance. Maintaining chart of remembrance is helping us for maintaining link with Baba, increasing link with Baba. Because when we start to maintain chart, our attention power is increasing. We are paying attention on ourselves more and more. I really would like to maintain my yoga stage very good. And you can have very good controlling power and ruling power on your mind and intellect. You can control them properly, very nicely. You can rule them properly. You can use them properly. You can maintain discipline over mind and intellect. You can keep them busy in Baba's remembrance. Because mind and intellect, these are the two kids of the mother soul. Mind and intellect, these are the two kids of the mother soul. since Kopare, these two kids were under the influence of Maya, that's why they took away all the treasures. And now we have to regain the treasures. And for regaining the treasures, we must have ruling power, controlling power, discipline on these two kids, mind and intellect. But if you really would like to control your mind, you must understand the relation of your mind and intellect. What is the relation in between these two powers? How can I control my mind? Simple technique for that is, intellect is a controller of our mind. Intellect is a director of our mind. Intellect is a planner of our mind. Intellect is the organizer of our mind. Intellect is the indicator of our mind. Wherever our intellect is going, mind is following same direction. Mind is a follower of our intellect. This is the relation in between these two powers. Intellect is a boss. Mind is a follower of our intellect. That is why if you focus the eye of intellect on Shiv Baba, then automatically mind has to think about Baba's form, Baba's powers, Baba's knowledge. Automatically mind start thinking about Baba only. But the moment your intellect is distracted, check your intellect, where is that? That is not on Baba, that is somewhere else. Check it and change it, put it on Baba. Check it. And change it. Put it on Baba. You can get connection. In a second, you can get connection with Baba. This is a simple technique. You must have the eye on the eye of our intellect. Where is my intellect now? Is that on Baba or that is somewhere else? Wandering here and there. Connection, when you are maintaining connection, then collection of power starts. You start receiving powers from Baba, source. And whenever you are performing action, at that time you should experience angelic stage. And whenever you are free from actions, then you are practicing yoga while sitting, then focus full attention on Baba. And experience powerful yoga stage. Volcanic yoga stage. Seed stage of yoga. Because when you are sitting for yoga, easily you can focus full attention towards Baba. Easily. And when you are performing action, partially you can remember Baba. You can may not able to maintain full attention on Baba. That is why while performing action, we must maintain angelic stage, and while sitting, we must practice powerful stage of yoga. Establish very nice stage in morning. Since Amrut Vela, establish very good stage of morning and sustain that stage like a Vishnu, sustains that stage of yoga throughout the day. And if something is wrong happen, play the role of Shankar, finish that, give up to Baba and just become free from that. Play the role of Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar every day. Being a Brahma, establish your very good stage of yoga. Being a Vishnu, sustain that stage throughout the day. And being a Shankar, finish all the sanskars or negativities or so. Angelic stage, because Baba has said that anyhow create the sanskars of an angel now. Because Baba really would like to use us in unlimited service. When we are having the awareness of physical body, there are limitations for the service. But when we are going beyond the awareness of physical body and experiencing the light body, then there is no limitation. There are no boundaries. You can soar entire world. You can fly throughout the globe. And you can help the souls. You can donate peace and powers to the souls. And you can earn as much income as much you want. That is why we must keep on developing this Karma Yoga Farishta stage. We must be light all the time. I'm always having connection with Baba. Baba always watching me. From Paramdham, I am a very special child, Baba child. Baba is always watching me. And Baba always wants to help me. Baba said, use me. I am ready to help you 24 hours. Use me. Or you can lose me. That is up to you. I am offering my company 24 hours. I want to help you. Use me. How can you use them, Baba? In different relations. This is a human tendency. If we remember Baba through one relationship, we feel bored. How long I can maintain such type of this stage? But if you really would like to maintain very good stage of Baba, variety experiences you must maintain through different relationships. Ten relationships you can maintain throughout the day if you really would like to maintain variety experiences. First, in morning, experience Baba as a father. At Amrit Vela, experience fatherly love. Experience you are an ideal child, obedient child. Then next relationship, experience Baba is my teacher, supreme teacher, perfect teacher. I am a godly student. He is teaching me. He is filling my apron of my intellect with the invaluable jewels of knowledge. Then third relationship, experience Baba as your preceptor, Sadguru. Go in Baba's room, sit there, and then experience Baba's hand on your forehead. Baba is giving you a blessing. Baba, I am going to play my role now. Receive that blessing from your preceptor. And experience yourself under the canopy of Receptor Baba. Throughout the day, experience under the canopy of Baba as a preceptor. Chhatra Chaya. Canopy of Baba. and he's giving you blessing as a preceptor. Be victorious all the time. Oh, my sweet child, be victorious and be a yogi. The next relationship, as a friend. She's always with you, around you. She enjoys company. After 5,000 years, you are meeting your friend. Experience lightness, happiness, easiness in his company. Have heart-to-heart chat with him. Because we are hiding the secret of our heart with anybody, but we are sharing the secret of our heart with our friend only. That is why share the secret of your heart with your friend. The next relationship, Baba is my mother, spiritual mother. My mother is so loveful. She is taking care of my caring and sharing with my mother all the time. So loveful. Her heart is really generous heart, very sweet heart, holy heart, loveful heart. Five? Sixth. Baba is my child. I must take care of my child. I must share my things with my child. He is my heir child. Money wise, others, I must share him with him. I trust my child. He will take me to the home. That's why I must have a good relationship with my child. He is very powerful. He is very honest with me. He will take care of myself at the end. Then next relationship is Baba is my beloved. I am Baba's lover. I really would like to share my true heartly love with my beloved Baba. I already allow the heart, a throne of my heart to my beloved Baba. No one have a right to sit on the throne of my heart. I must share my true heartly love with my beloved. The next is Dharamraj. You must have fear of somebody. You must have fear, otherwise you would be careless. You can perform any action, bad action also. Baba is my father, but he is on one hand, but he is on the other hand Dharamraj also. He is always watching me. How I am going? How I am doing? Dharamraj. I don't want to perform any bad actions so I can get punishment from my father. The next relationship, he is my surgeon. Any sanskar, tap sanskars, if you really would like to transform your sanskar, ask Baba, just do surgery here and take this bad sanskars away. I really want to be free from this impure sanskar, bad sanskar, tough sanskar. He's your surgeon. Don't hide anything with your surgeon. The next one is guide. Whenever you are in confusion, you ask Baba, please come, guide me, give me some guidance. He will give you perfect guidance, proper guidance. worldly people cannot give you that type of the guidance. You don't have any expectation from me. He is the knower of past, present, future. That is why he can give me perfect guidance. And last one, protector. He is my protector. He is my backbone. He is almighty authority. And he is my protector. He is always being with me. That's why I am always experiencing protection from him, Baba. I mean to say, you experience different relationship Baba with Baba, variety relationship with Baba, and maintain interest in remembrance throughout the day. Sometimes we feel bore yoga. We feel bore. Why? Sitting in yoga and remembering Baba, feeling bore sometimes.
Om Shanti. In this bodily house, I, the soul, point of light, is the owner of this bodily house. Sitting near the windows of my eyes, in the center of my forehead, I, the soul, is a very tiny and shining point of light on my forehead. The sparkling star is sparkling. I, the soul, is a real living diamond. I, the soul, is a real living diamond, spreading the light of 8 powers all around me. I am a pure soul. Spreading the light of purity, experiencing beautiful aura of purity around my head. Experiencing blissful state. How beautiful experience is this? In front of me, the person is standing. I am visualizing his true form as a point of light, very clearly with the eye of my intellect. I, the soul, is a point of light, and the person is also soul of point of light, one who is standing in front of me. We both, the souls, are brothers. Children of one and same Father. We are the souls, brothers, sharing pure feeling and good wishes with each other. How beautiful is this feeling? My vision is becoming pure and divine, more and more divine, like Shiv Baba. I, the soul, is an incorporeal soul, and my vision is also incorporeal. I, the soul, is a world benefactor soul. I, the soul, is sitting on the throne of self-respect, a world benefactor soul. I, the soul, is experiencing self-sovereignty stage. I, the soul, is a king of myself, king of my sense organs, physical organs, master of the self. And I am visualizing the soul, one who is in front of me, with a great respect and regard. This soul is also king. My record of giving regard is very good. Baba is observing this beautiful gathering of sparkling star which is present in this hall. Baba is showering this beautiful gathering with the shower of flowers of love. I, the soul, adopt the dress of divine light. The dress of an angel. I, the soul, point of light, adopt a beautiful dress of an angel. How light is this dress? Another angel is also standing in front of me. We are all angels, living angels. Oh, how beautiful is this angelic form. My angelic form is full with the three things. My angelic form is full with all divine virtues, godly full with godly intoxication. And thirdly, full with godly powers. The angel has a wonderful crown of purity. My intellect is directly linked with Bhava, son of knowledge in Paramdham. My intellect is focused straight on Shiva Bhava in Paramdham. I am receiving the shower of powers over me. And sharing that powers with my brothers through my pure vision. How beautiful experience is this? Experience of angelic stage. We both are the angels and giving pure drishti to each other. Oh, the emperor of angels, my sweet Brahma Baba, is standing towards my right hand side. The emperor of angels, sweet Brahma Baba, is standing in front of me, towards my right hand side. My hand is in Baba's hand. I'm enjoying Baba's company. I am receiving sakas from Baba's perfect angelic form. How beautiful experience is this? I am enjoying beautiful company of Brahma Baba. Now he is standing in front of me, and Baba Dada is giving me so wonderful drishti, powerful drishti. I never ever thought that Baba will give me personally drishti. I am receiving wonderful drishti from Baba Dada. Experiencing myself in subtle region, angelic world with Brahma Baba. Now slowly, slowly sit on your stage. Is living the dress of an angel. Flying upwards, towards the soul world, flying and flying upwards, I arrived at a soul world. How beautiful is this world? It is a world of golden, red, divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. This is my true home, my sweet home, my real home, where I am experiencing sweet silence. Baba is in front of me. He's a most beautiful being in this world. I, the soul, point of light, is visualizing Baba's beautiful form with my divine eye, third eye. I am enjoying Baba's beauty. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, there is only and only my sweetest father, Shiva Baba. I experience Baba as my whole world. In this huge soul world, I myself, point of light and supreme point of light, my sweetest father is in front of me, enjoying Baba's company. He is my best companion. I feel comfort in his company. Baba is a son of knowledge. He's an unlimited source of spiritual energy. I, the soul, point of light, is receiving the shower of powerful rays, extremely powerful rays, constantly over me. I, the soul, is receiving tremendous powers, unlimited power. from Son of Knowledge, Baba. I am receiving and receiving and receiving tremendous powers. And in the fire of yoga, my past sins are burning away. I feel very light and happy. I, the soul, is enjoying spiritual sun bath. I am receiving and receiving constantly powers from Baba. The energy level of me is rising up. Truly, truly, these are the golden moments of my life. I, the soul, is experiencing myself in the company of God, company of Supreme Being. How fortunate am I? Beautiful experience as long as I can. The eye of my intellect is fully focused on Supreme Being, Baba. I, the soul, filled with power, is returning from soul world via subtle region towards the corporeal world. And entering again in this bodily house, sitting in the center of my forehead. I am Master Almighty Soul. I am a powerful soul, spreading the living waves of powers all around me in this atmosphere, and charging this atmosphere . True existence in this world is just a tiny and shining point of divine light. As the form of my Father is point of light, so is the form of myself is point of light. On my forehead, the sparkling star is sparkling. The soul is a wonderful star.